Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
You know, everyone thinks we suck.
Bertrand, brought to you by Stop and Shop, official supermarket of the New England Patriots. They have everything you need to make Sunday night's championship game party or gathering a huge success. Get game ready and save at stopandshop.com. Get the milk.
Get the milk.
Get the egg.
They sell shovels there, too.
Get the bread.
Get some batteries.
Batteries.
Billy Lanny's. They had the best tweet of the day so far. He said, go out and buy all the ingredients you need for French toast. Milk and bread. Milk, bread, butter.
Milk, bread, eggs.
Butter.
Butter.
Yeah, and pick up a bottle of syrup while you're there.
NBC 10 last night was doing a story about, you know, the buying the shovels and buying the ice melt.
Yeah, I bought two shovels yesterday.
From my...
store. I said, you know what? I'm going to get two more. We're going to get some snow.
You're that guy.
He is. What? There's a shovel guy.
Did you buy rock salt too?
No, I got the. I'm already stocked up on that. But I have so much of that left over from last winter.
They were at my former go-to hardware store, the Roslindale Ace.
Yeah.
Been there since 1888.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's, I think, the longest-standing hardware store in Boston.
Those are the best.
The guy they were interviewing, he was great. He's like, so are you getting some ice money? He goes, they have to. They'll sue you. They'll sue you.
Who said that? The guy on the interview?
The guy they were interviewing last night.
If someone trips in front of your house, they'll sue you.
Oh, yeah. He was like,
or business.
You got to get it on the stairs. They'll sue you. Okay. Well, let's just go back out to the street.
Sounds like he's been sued before for not taking care of his steps.
Maybe.
Or his sidewalk.
Fear.
Fear. He's doing it out of fear. No, I'm not that guy, Jim. I was in the store buying an extension cord for our space heaters is what I was in the store for. Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, nice.
Oh, extra.
That wasn't my microphone.
Yeah.
I got all the
Wait,
ice
before
melt.
This before the show. You bought two shovels before the show yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I picked
up. Oh, really pre-planted.
Yeah, well, I picked up. I walked by this display of shovels. I'm like, oh, it's a good deal on the shovels. I could probably use a replacement, you know.
You get the one with the grip on the, like, the handle on the bottom?
It's got,
or just a regular?
No. First of all, it's going to have a straight shaft on the shovels.
Oh,
number
yeah.
one. Number one. I don't like those bent shafts. I don't appreciate that even a little bit. What does that even do?
You got the fiber core handle on that thing?
I don't know what it is.
It's
got like sort of rubber.
I guess some guys don't care.
It's got like a rubber coating on it.
Helps your back.
What kind of core, Beetle?
I think it's aluminum.
That thing's going to snap.
Yeah, that's how you
Way to get that ice.
Got to go fiber core.
That is shoveled snap.
You fire up the blower like
I started
tomorrow?
Yesterday.
Yeah,
I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow.
I'll do it tomorrow, and I might swap out the oil too just to, you know, be ready to go.
It's hot.
Why do you get two shovels?
Because they're different types of shovels. One's one of those wide ones to like push a lot of snow. Another one is...
Oh, the fluffy kind.
Yeah, another one is to, you know,
dig out
the pile.
He's going to get one of his kids out there to help him.
I'm telling you, man, like another, let's say, 7-8 years, those kids are really going to get put to work.
Damn right.
Let's go.
I can't wait.
Let's go.
I can't wait to be there.
What do you think I had you for? To not go to work? To not cut the grass?
Look out the front window holding a cup of coffee like that commercial. Ooh, burn my tongue.
Yeah.
Watching his kids shoveling in a blizzard.
You missed a spot.
I was about 12 when the grass became my responsibility. That was about that age.
That's about right.
Yeah. Yeah. Then it was mine from there on out.
Well, for years before that, I had the responsibility of taking the smallest push mower and just doing the trimming around the trees and around the border of the yard so that Dad could get on the rider and just sail. It's like, I don't want to be stopping and making tight
don't
turns.
Slow me down.
So I had to do circles around all the trees and around anything that might slow him down when he just wants to go out there and get it done in 15 minutes.
Trim
work. Yeah,
good job. Good job, Hardy. Good job. 617-779-0985.
Be passing that tradition along to my kids.
Oh, absolutely. Calvin.
Get out there and do the trim
get
work.
Get out there. There's a trimmer.
Because I want to get out there and fly.
Brandon's in the car. Brandon.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, so I'm extremely pumped for the game. Can't wait. I think it's going to be a close one. Definitely feel the Patriots can go in there and get the win. I want to say 3-4 points, possibly with a missed kick by Gostkowski. Hopefully not. We'll see. But
second time today.
Yeah, I'm confident they can get in there, get the win. It's the best team's going to win. I know Mahomes has been great, you know, but he can't win on his own. It's going to be a team effort, and I think the Pats, I'm not really feeling the whole, you know, bet against us thing, but, you know, I don't think anyone's necessarily counting them out, but we've got something to prove, and as a fan, I think out of, you know, if we can win this game, get to the Super Bowl, I think it'll be one of the most impressive wins in the Brady Belichick era. So that's all I got to say. Go Pats. Can't wait for the game.
Yeah, interesting point.
I like that last part.
Interesting point about what this sort of means
right.
for where they are and where they're going. I think that the fact that they're playing in this game, they've met expectations for the year. And if they win the game and they're in the Super Bowl, I think they've exceeded expectations for the year.
I do too.
I think getting to this game is they had a good year.
Going back
they
to
did.
The,
I mean,
go, going
they
back
had,
to
they
camp.
Certainly had their ups and downs, but on the whole, in retrospect, you'll say Final Four, AFC Championship game, certainly wasn't their best roster. They didn't play great at times, but they had a good year. They met expectations. They win this one.
Yeah.
Great.
You forget about that Josh Gordon stretch, too. You got him in there for 11 games just trying to force feed him the ball. But Brady, you know, you go back to camp. He knew it then. This team needs a great quarterback this year, and he didn't play great. Played great last week. Does that again on Sunday and then in 2 weeks? Psh, legacy stuff. Not that that needs to be written, but.
Legacies.
Time you leave it on that bus. Oh, Panda's down here. Oh, that's right.
Legacies.
Oh, that's right. Designer is an Atlanta artist.
Atlanta guy. Maybe you can meet him.
Oh, don't tease.
He's not singing a
don't
national
tease.
Anthem.
Don't tease.
You could tell him all the lyrics to his own song.
Oh, 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 oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'll say, can you see?
Yeah.
All that. The Action Update is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels. The only places in New England you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com.
Now, a look at the numbers with the Action Update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Maximum Arthritis Cream. Deep, penetrating, and odor-free. Beat the pain and live life. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
It's the Rams and Chiefs that are getting the most bets here in Nevada on Sunday's NFL Conference Championships. 54% of the tickets written on the NFC title game are taking underdog Los Angeles, +3 or 3.5 points, visiting the New Orleans Saints. In the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs have attracted 54% of the bets as 3-point home favorites against the Patriots. The Celtics are laying 10.5 points tonight, playing at home against the Memphis Grizzlies. For the latest odds all the time, visit vsin.com. From Las Vegas, I'm Ron Flatter. This has been your Action Update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Song, obviously. Any vocals at any point?
2008 and one super great.
Hardy?
A bit of despair. We need someone to come here and rescue us. This is ridiculous. 2018 on a bike by Steve.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
This is like one of those bad late 90s post grunge bands.
Is this Patty Mahomes? This sounds like late 80s movie soundtrack song. Synthesizer.
Right.
I'm Patty Mahomes.
That's gross.
That's good.
That sucks. Shut it off, Jim.
Yeah, this hurts my
throat. Shut it off. This is crap.
It's embarrassing. Kingdom. Hashtag kingdom.
What a bunch of crap that song is. You know, their songs are almost as bad as their wagers that they, you know, demand. If you remember yesterday's show, we played your Trooper Ben.
Actually called in.
And in addition, because I do this, it's weird, but this is what I do. I don't know, it's gotten to be my thing. The loser also has to cut a piece of their hair off and mail it to the winning troopers. So if I lose, I'll wear a Patriots shirt, jersey, uniform, whatever it is. In addition, I'll cut a lock of my hair and I'll mail it to you. Mm. If you lose, you wear that amazing red Chiefs logo shirt jersey and you cut a lock of that beautiful hair you got there and you mail it to me as a trophy.
Jesus.
Weird. Really weird.
It gets weirder every time.
Trooper Ben Gardner.
It is.
Of the Kansas Highway Patrol. And now we welcome in on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline, someone who thought it was just as weird as we did. From the Massachusetts State Police, it's Trooper Dustin Finch. Fitch, that is. What a weird video that is.
Very weird. Very, very weird. I mean, I thought it was just me, but, you know, I seem to be getting more and more votes on my side. So, you know, but he's calling a wager, so I guess we'll see what happens.
It sounds creepier every time you listen to it.
Every time.
It really does.
It gets worse.
It's weirder.
It's a one-of-a-kind thing, and you know, I listened to your segment yesterday about the mayoral wagers, and I think this kind of tops it. I think this tops it.
Oh, it tops it.
Without question, but can we examine some of the legalities of exchanging body parts across state lines? I mean, yeah, the RICO, is it some human trafficking? Yeah. Can we get them on something?
We may have to go to the federal level on this one.
That's what I'm thinking. I know you guys don't like to call in the feds, but, you know, if it's got to be done, it's got to be done.
It might be beyond my scope, but, you know, until Sunday after the game, I guess we'll just continue to march, and well, I'm praying for the best. So,
what are you hoping for in terms of what his safety message will be if the Chiefs win?
That, I really don't, doesn't matter to me. I just want to see that jersey on him, and I'm hoping for a TB12 jersey, and I'm hoping to not receive an envelope in the mail with any sort of bodily... contained in it.
Any DNA whatsoever.
Yeah, Trooper Dustin, what if we kept it? What if we kept it the
Fitch.
Finger? Or, excuse me.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dustin's his first name. Trooper
right.
Fitch. What if he just kept it to fingernails or toenails?
That's even worse. That's even worse. Let's not even go there. Let's not give him that idea.
Unrelated topic. Can we do something about the sense of humor on the troopers who work the airport, especially the pickup and drop-off circles? They're just... I don't know.
Have you seen the way they treat Zoe when he gets there?
Nice.
Zoe tell you he's the friendliest group of troopers out there.
Oh, especially United Terminal.
I had one of them almost put his flashlight through my front windshield when I was doing nothing wrong.
What were you doing?
He was trying to tell me that my...
Were you idling?
No,
moving along, a-hole.
My inspection was going to be up in a month, and he's like, bam, bam, bam. Get that taken care of. I'm like, I haven't even done anything wrong this time.
My dad does.
What is it with those guys?
I have to base everything on, you know, my actions and what I do, and I'm one of the friendliest troopers that you probably ever meet. So I'd be willing to bet that they are also very friendly, courteous, and professional at all times.
All right. Well, maybe you could station yourself at the airport and work in airport detail like Super Bowl week when I'm flying in and out. I'd appreciate that.
I'll consider it.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll give you our flight times. You just give us a hand. You know, especially now with TSA being all backed up. You know. If we could get a little help there.
I hear you.
All right, Trooper. Well, good luck this weekend. We're all hoping for the Patriots to win, and therefore we will see Trooper Ben come back with, I'm sure, a strange video.
Yeah.
Keep me in mind because, we need the win. We need the win because otherwise, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with this hair thing. It's definitely, it's weird. Very weird.
Freak.
Great video. Great response.
It was perfect.
It was excellent.
It was perfect.
No, Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on. So,
all right.
Go Pats.
See you, Dustin. You.
That is Dustin Fitch of the Massachusetts State Police with his video response yesterday. Just perfect.
Weird. Hey, it's Trooper Bay with the Kansas High Patrol, and I'm calling out Dustin G. Fitch of the Massachusetts State Police. Hang on a second before we get going, because I got to get something to start here.
Stop it.
Rock and roll.
You know.
What do I know?
Hold on. I'm just going to pop one of these amyl nitrates I confiscated off a meth head last week. Woo! Let's talk about hair and feet. Come on, Trooper Fitch. What you going to send me? I'll tell you what I'm going to send you. Come on, boy.
It's when he mentions this. The second time around, when he says your beautiful locks of hair, you're like, okay, this is weird, Trooper Ben.
And you cut a lock of that beautiful hair you got there, and you mail it to me as a trophy.
I say when this game's all over, you and I get an apartment together. What do you say? Midway between Massachusetts and Kansas. We'll meet up. Brokeback style, a couple times a year.
He does have
a
nice
fishing,
hair.
A little hunting. What do you think?
Tom's right. His voice gets more serious as this goes on.
Oh yeah.
And you cut a lock of that beautiful hair you got there, and you mail it to me as a trophy.
That's
how you talk. Mail so
it. Yeah,
trophy.
Stick it in the mail.
That is serial killer talk. Yeah. Take trophies.
You mail it.
Human trophies.
Yes.
Human trophies.
Hair. Send them anyway.
When do you think Dustin thought, boy, this is my lucky day? Yeah. Thank you for singling me out. Like, how did he come upon him?
What?
Why'd you pick him out?
It is time to wager.
Because he's the Massachusetts Twitter trooper.
Yeah.
Social media specialist.
Okay.
He's a social media guy for the Massachusetts State Police.
Which makes sense why he's so friendly.
Mm. Well, yeah. He's also got like his own profile that's.
Oh, Dustin was electric. Too.
As, you know, the guy. Handles Twitter for the Massachusetts State Police.
Yeah, good luck with those airport troopers.
I've never had a problem there.
I've never had a problem
Very
either.
Friendly. Love our trooper friends at the stadium, too. The guys at the stadium.
You don't have to do a lot
I love those guys.
You don't have people coming in from out of town to visit you a lot, so you don't have to do a lot of pickup,
drop-off.
You're right,
because I'm from here.
Right. Yeah, when you try to linger a little bit, they're right on you.
Oh, as soon as you break,
they pounce.
As soon as you break, boom, they're right out.
I don't think drop-offs are an issue, though. I've been dropped off.
No, drop-offs fine. It's picked
up. Door plenty of times.
We'll talk about it off the air. I got a way around a couple of things I've been doing.
Oh, really?
Do they still carry the long guns, as they like to say, at the terminal?
I love that.
Love it.
Look at the big flashlight, that big mag light, like a 3-foot flashlight. Beat the hell out of
them. When they wear the all black, like the tactical uniform.
Oh, you're talking
about those stadies?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That's their job. That's them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I always feel safer.
I thought they were soldiers. Did you?
They were all over the Mall of America. You remember that?
Oh, man.
Yeah. And didn't you feel good?
Yes.
I felt good that they were there.
The most protected place ever.
I felt like that was good that we had them there.
Yeah.
But it was Keith who said, I just want to go up and touch one of those guns. Because I know I can't, but it's like I stand next to one of those guys and I got to keep my hand. I just want to.
Hanging from their chest.
Badass clip.
617-779-0985. Back to your calls. As promised, Alex is in the car. Alex.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, Zoe. What's going on?
What's up,
I think that something that doesn't get enough attention going into the game is J.C. Jackson's been playing some really good defense. And I was wondering what your thoughts would be on playing a dime, adding a sixth defensive back. I know immediately when I think about Kelsey, I think the first thing that comes is Patrick Chung on him, but I don't think he can sustain that for very long. So having some help over the top, maybe playing a three safety, three corner, where you have, Gilmore on Watkins, the other McCourty on their third wide receiver, J.C. Jackson on Tyreek Hill with some help over the top from either a Harmon or a Devin McCourty. And you can do a lot with Chung. You can have him bump Kelsey off the line, stick with him in the flat, then one of those safety switch up, or you can even send him on a blitz.
Okay, we got a lot there, Alex. Let's do this.
That's a pretty good breakdown.
Dime, yes or no?
No, too much.
Okay, let's do an either or. If you can only take away one guy in this game, is it Kelsey or is it Hill?
Hill.
Yep.
Yeah. But I also want to say Kelsey, too, because he's a stick mover. Like, Kelsey is our version of Edelman. Like, Edelman's the guy that makes your offense go. If they're looking at you, you're going to stop Edelman, Gronkowski, or
When you say take him away, you mean put multiple defenders on him, right?
Yeah.
Because I think you might be able to beat up Kelce with one guy.
I think Patrick Chung will. The chances of Patrick Chung doing a good enough job of containing Kelce versus one singular defender on Hill. Right. No, you devote the resources to Hill and you roll the dice. You roll the dice with Chung, and I think you'll be okay.
I can't get out of my mind that playoff game. Being in the booth
beat
for that
him up,
game,
Chung.
I'm watching it not
beat
on TV, but in the booth and seeing it play after play after play, and him just curdled.
He's got
that
quit.
Was soft.
He's got quit in him.
Yeah, he's soft.
Beat him up.
He's not a tight end. He doesn't want to be tight end.
He doesn't want. He's a glorified receiver.
Yeah, he's so mad he's bigger.
And hey,
like he's 240.
There's nothing wrong with that. By the way, damn good player.
Yeah. Oh, he's an All Pro. He's All Pro.
The only reason
First
we sound
team.
Like we sort of put down Travis Kelce is because he's not Rob Gronkowski.
It's the same
time.
Way we talk about Jimmy
not
Graham.
Not the same type of guy.
Same
yeah, right.
Type of guy.
Jimmy Graham, great player.
Good player.
Love to have him on your team. He's not Rob Gronkowski in
right.
his prime. And the same is true of, you know, what we're talking about in Travis Kelce. So that's all it is. That's our bias there.
Yeah.
You're not Gronk. Never were.
No Gronk.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Forget February 7th. Patrice Bergeron and Toucher and Rich present Pucks and Paddles, the second annual ping pong tournament to benefit the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Bruins Foundation. Thursday, February 7th at Royale Boston. Bidding is open. Play doubles ping pong against your favorite Bruins player, TNR, Wallach, myself, Zoe. VIP tickets.
Yep.
$200.
You gonna bet, Hardy? Bet on me. I'll play ping pong with you.
Do I have to bid to do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
right.
Yeah.
VIP tickets get you access to the autograph session with the team. The general admission tickets are $50. I could tell you that VIP ticket is worth your money.
Sure is.
If that's what you're into, it's worth your money. For all the information and to get your tickets, go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. Okay. Thank you.
Good.
See you there. We'll be there. Ready to go. Will is in the car today. Will.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Will?
So basically talking about this game, I know that if Kansas City's pass rush can get really aggressive with after Brady, they're probably going to have to go to the run game. Since you saw how Sony Michel was very effective last week in the game against the Chargers, right?
Okay, we're going to leave you there, Will, because that's getting really loud. Run game, important to the Patriots this weekend, Zoe.
Yeah, hell yeah. I think you got to balance it. I mean, but don't abandon the pass. You know, if it's not there, you've got to be able to run the ball to set up the damn play action, too. That's where Brady's really good. You know, turning his back to it, snapping his shoulders back around, finding Edelman on that crosser.
Are we going to get the flea flicker in this game?
What's the Patterson wrinkle this game? I can't even believe I'm, like, anxious to see that.
Why
but, yeah, I'm
that?
Anxious to see it.
You think he could be the flea flicker
I think
candidate?
He can be. I think he can do the deep post.
Ooh.
He could be the end around. Yeah.
Oh, I thought he could be the guy that's
I don't know.
Throwing the ball back
He could
to Brady.
Throw it. Yeah. Please don't throw it back to Brady, though. No quarterback throwback.
You Whatever. Know he only played 11 snaps the other day?
I know. So
yeah,
what did
so
he say?
Burkhead.
He was not a big part of the game.
Well, were they saving him, or did they try to experiment with him at the end of the season and said, okay, here's what we can use him for, and here's what we can't use him for?
That's a good point. They got something up their sleeve. Josh has something up their sleeve.
Don't forget, they used him in the running game when Michelle was hurt.
Right. Because he's a physical guy.
Right.
Yeah. Right, people joked and laughed at it, but it was somewhat effective.
Mark is in Beverly. Mark.
Mark.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. Quick question. I just wanted to know, coming into conference championship weekend, if you had a choice, which Super Bowl QB matchup would you prefer? Old school or new school?
Old school.
Old school. Breeze and Brady.
Breeze Brady. Everybody wants
Breeze
it.
Breeze Brady. Done.
Well, my wife and I got in an argument. She prefers Jared Goff and Patrick Mahomes.
Man.
Come on. We have 20 more years of that. They're going to get their shot.
Okay. Yeah, me personally, I definitely prefer to see the last, you know, hoorah. You know,
the storylines. Two guys over 40 playing in it.
Yeah, let's just say
two old school coaches.
There's going to be about a 15-year window going forward where you're going to see a lot of Patrick Mahomes. So I'm not worried about him.
Okay, well, that's my question. Maybe you guys can do a poll on it and keep listening. All right?
I think those polls are all out. I think everybody favors that one.
I don't think we're.
That's the number one matchup you want.
Brees and Brady.
They have such respect for each other, too. Like, I remember when they came up for the joint practices. It's like, oh, it's the Saints.
I don't think Goff is an interesting, like, you know, figure yet.
Seems like
Mahomes.
Like Jim called him a robot.
Mahomes is awesome. Yeah. Mahomes is great for the NFL.
Yeah.
He's an interesting guy.
Give me him 10 out of 10 times over Goff.
You know, got all kinds of different tricks up his sleeve. He's different. He plays the position differently. I mean, he's something to watch.
With the Rams and Patriots, when Brandon Cooks gets to go on some kind of redemption tour, beating the Saints and then trying to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Brandon Cooks.
As long as he doesn't get knocked out. Don't run around. Don't catch the ball. Run around. Not know where the coverage is.
Yeah.
I'll knock your ass out. He got hit hard. I felt bad. That was a bad one. But that was on him.
Yeah, I'd like for him to be on this team right now.
Yeah.
I'd like to be going into this game tomorrow with Brandon Cooks on the roster. I would. Dave in Dorchester has a point about Cleet Blakeman being on the game Sunday, and obviously he was involved in Deflategate. What's up, Dave?
I just want to know your take, and do you think it gives Kansas City an advantage?
I think Cleet Blakeman has nothing against the Patriots. I think he's a good ref, and I don't think it's going to be a factor.
It's a mixed crew, too. So they got rewarded this game because they graded out well. Big deal. I mean, he took measurements of a football that they gave him a broken thing to take. So this guy didn't start the Deflategate.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Sure. Okay, there you go. That's our take on that. He was not the guy that decided to start it or decided that he was going to start, you know, putting the balls under the microscope, so to speak. That wasn't his call.
That's Kinsel.
They told him to do it. He was just doing his job. So he did his job. They said, hey, take measurements on all these balls. He took out a, you know, $5 PSI gauge and, well, he measured the footballs.
He sure did.
That's what he did. So there you go. He refereed Super Bowl 50 between the Panthers and the Broncos.
Yeah, the one where Cam Newton didn't jump on the fumble.
Yeah.
He did the Carolina game, the Monday night game, the Luke Kuechly wrapping up Gronkowski, the pick up the flag, ball was uncatchable. Yeah, he did that one. That's the only thing where he really got you on anything.
Hey, you just mentioned the Patterson usage. Jeff in Rhode Island wanted to talk about that very item. Jeff.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Jeff?
How about lining Patterson up at tight end, Gronk on the other side? You know, not all game, not all the time. Maybe once or twice, see what happens. I don't know. I'll hang up and listen.
I don't understand the Gronk. Patterson split them.
I thought he was going to have more than
that. Not really compliment. They don't really compliment each other. Of the two people you could pick, who could compliment each other less? Those two guys. But from a height standpoint, I mean, he's your biggest receiver. Strength. That's the guy they ran in on the field and took Josh Gordon off last play against Pittsburgh. So, they all I know.
Sure. Michael in Buffalo on the kicking game for Sunday. Michael.
Hey, I want to talk about Belichick summoning the football gods with this Arctic blast coming into New England with Tom Leonidas Brady and his 300 Spartans. This is a sign that this team is destined to blow this team up. Rob Gronkowski was built for this weather. He's from Buffalo, New York. And Brady is right. They've been criticizing Brady for 10 years. And Brady's going to stick it to him again. You guys have a great night and watch.
What about the kicking game?
What happened
to the kicking game, Michael?
Well, the kicking game, hey, Gostkowski, you got to have that kicking game. It could be crucial. We you know, you don't know where that's going with the punting and the kicking. I think it hasn't been talked about enough.
Yeah, we've spent some time on it. Hardy and I fully expect Stephen Gostkowski to miss a kick.
No, you do. I said don't say that.
Don't. Put the kaputs on it.
I won't be surprised. But no, I'm not expecting it, and I don't want it. No, don't do that again. Stop that.
What I say will not impact what he does.
No, not you, him. I'm telling him, don't do that anymore.
Oh, don't do that anymore.
Don't do it with the extra points in a big game. Don't do a short field goal. No. No, thank you.
Does he miss kicks in big games?
Yes.
He's missed a couple.
He
frequently?
Has. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Mm.
Yes.
New grass.
Kicking game, new grass.
Oh, cold. New grass.
Be hard,
new
hard,
hash marks.
Rock hard ball.
New hash marks?
Yeah. Well, down the hash.
Yeah, down.
That's where the grass is. It's all replaced.
It's all brand new grass.
Where yeah. Okay. I thought you meant like the hash marks are new. It's like that paint.
Well, you got to paint it up.
Between the hashes, it's all brand new.
Go down there and get your paint. Charlie Castle, right?
Hope
you get your footing.
You pace you up or get a can of red paint.
Don't slip.
Come on.
Don't slip.
Whatever happened to him?
Wide right.
Why is he not on Good Morning Football?
Go ahead and paint the floor red.
Laces out.
I'll tell you what I see here.
Laces out, Marino.
Jim, what stupidity did he spew last week? You showed me a tweet on something of him. Something stupid. Jim doesn't remember.
We have RJ Bell coming up in just 15 minutes.
Well, big time this a little bit today.
Why?
Tweeting out his appearance. He spent the entire day on the Adam Carolla show, which I think is a podcast. And Freddie Roach was one of the guests on there, too. So
you want to ask him about that?
Yeah, he's slumming it with us today.
Yeah, good we'll following. Do that. 1 o'clock, RJ Bell.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left.
This was Leo.
Come on, Hardy. Here we go.
One for the road, Leo.
Last week. How come they pick those graphics? Like on NBC Sports Boston. Like, why do you get the stick figure?
I don't know.
Why is he like, hey, doing this?
I don't know. I don't do those things. RJ Bell coming up in about 6 minutes.
He's square. Under. He's going to love that first half under. First half under.
I hope he's sharp this weekend.
What is it, 28?
By the way, Kings, not just for bowling.
Nope.
Great place to watch the game. They brought us lunch today.
Good pizza. Good pizza.
All Kings locations have multiple screens throughout each venue, including all lanes. And here's the part that's important. And I feel finally, maybe we've seen a sea change with sports bars and just bars, anything, entertainment places in general.
What's that?
They air the games at full volume. For the longest time, that seemed to be a problem in a lot of places.
So no music.
Right. They're airing the game at full volume. The new Kings Seaport location, they've got the draft room. It boasts 3 12-foot LED screens.
Come on.
For game watching.
Come on.
Where did the Seaport?
12-foot LED screens. That's insane. Where in the Seaport?
Yeah.
60 Seaport Boulevard in Boston, right there on the waterfront. It's a great spot.
I've been to that one. It's really nice.
Check it out. They're open for lunch and dinner. They also have locations in Dedham, Burlington, Linfield, and Back Bay. Log on to kings-de.com. kings-de.com.
Jim's wine, I know exactly where it is. If it was,
it's right
there. Exactly where we had the Christmas party.
It's right next door to it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's right next door to where we had our Christmas party.
That's a good party.
Yeah. Right there. You probably walked right by the front door.
Walk right by it.
60 Seaport Boulevard. Let's go back to your phones before we talk to RJ. Alex in Boston.
Hey.
Alex.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi. Good.
Good. Zoe, just saw you on TV. Weight loss. Looking good, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
You guys, going back to Tyreek Hill real quick, you guys said you were going to put two people on him. Who are you guys thinking? Because I know you're having Chung over there on Kelsey, so I'm just wondering.
I mean, their fastest defensive back other than Gilmore is really Jonathan Jones, but I don't know how much you trust him on it. You know?
Nope.
Do you
Jason McCourty is
suck it up and say, hey, McCourty's been the guy all year? Do you take J.C. Jackson and Chase? I don't know if I take a rookie and chase him around. What a rookie. I can see that being problematic. That guy's fast, man. I'll throw a rookie out there, but throw a guy out there with experience.
Brothers McCourty.
Yeah. Yep, high safety help. Keep it over the top. See, and you know, you got to play man. I think you've got to play man against this football team to apply pressure. Make this kid throw into tight holes. Don't sit there and play zone. Let him just gun it 90 miles an hour and just pick you apart. It's hard to do, man. Man up. Knock him off the route.
Let's go to another Alex. This one in the car today. Alex.
Hey, boys.
Hey. What's up,
man? Watching Brady's press conference yesterday, and I'm wondering if you think he struggled more than normal in keeping the Patriot line with all the questions about finally being a dog, particularly an underdog on the road.
I'm not sure about the struggle question. What about what do you mean by struggles?
It just been reading his body language and his holding back and his answers. It just seemed like.
It's very
a little
guarded.
Less Tom Brady and yeah. keeping the Patriot okay. way and saying he's not reading into the.
I think he's. Sorry. I didn't touch him.
It's okay.
I think he's being very careful. That's all. Don't give him anything. Compliment the other team. Internal rage. Let that thing fester. Yeah. Don't let anybody. You know, it's like that. What did David Price say? It's like that duck. But underneath, the feet are moving really fast. I don't think Brady's feet are moving really fast when you see that duck on the water. If Brady's the duck. Not that we make him a duck. You know, then it's like shooting ducks in a barrel. You know, kill a duck.
Ruin the barrel.
Yeah.
Beat a dead drum.
Beat a dead drum.
What was the barrel bet again?
Somebody was going to
Nate Burleson. If the Chiefs lose.
If the Chiefs lose, he's going to wear a barrel to the show on NFL Network.
Like another weird thing.
Weird bets. I'm just rooting for Felger with the ball gag. I mean,
yeah.
Who's not rooting for that?
He didn't even wipe it down, I heard. Took it right out of the box, stuffed that thing in there.
Well, the further evidence that the whole germaphobe thing is a bunch of nonsense. Because
right.
he will come in and has to wipe everything down before he uses it, but touches every door handle on the way into the building.
Right.
That doesn't need to be wiped down. But, the keyboard, got to wipe that down.
You know, the people that want to wipe everything down, they're not building up any real immunity to things.
That's why I never clean my house. My kids are going to be strong. They just crawl around in filth.
Need to get exposed to some things, you know? You want to be ready to go in this world.
How do you not wipe the ball gag down, though?
Didn't we talk about that, Beetle? There was a group of soldiers in World War II, and they were stationed like
yes, I told you the story
all over the globe,
they were doing
Pacific in you know the theaters in Europe, and there was a group of guys who never got sick, and they found one thing in common.
Yeah, they had all swam in the East River growing up in New York. They were all from the same neighborhood, and they had been exposed to so much crap, literal crap,
right.
in that river that they were like immune to everything. They had built up fabulous immunities.
Yeah,
yeah, that was their common thing.
So I roll.
What's with these five? Oh, they're all from, where are they all from? Oh, yeah. They all swim in the East River growing up.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Cool. Amazing.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench.
And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.